Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio. What follows is some bonus content from Mr. Happy Miles on his dealing with the DEA and others on a task force fighting the war on drugs in the 1970s in Miami. Mr. Miles says there was absolute overlap with law enforcement and the opposing side of the battle in terms of corruption, and that he had a front row seat to it during his pre-smuggling days as the Commodore of the Adventurers Club in Coconut Grove.
I want for people to realize that people in government shouldn't be able to come in and destroy your livelihood and your way of life without any recourse. It's just wrong. It's wrong. You're cooperating with them, and because Congress hasn't seen fit to grant them funding, they in turn have the right of seizure, and so they don't care if you're doing anything wrong or not. They just want to seize whatever they can so they can get funding to put gas in the DEA vehicles, to have people come in that can put you out of business in a heartbeat and do it with impunity. It's wrong. It's terribly wrong. I mean, they can lie to you. They can do anything they want to in an interrogation to try and trick you into admitting something or saying something improper that can be used against you. And all that's okay. Few people realize why I ever got into the business. It was because I was basically pushed into the business to survive. You know, it's like a sinking ship. You jump off of it, you get in a raft in hopes you'll survive.
So you contend that until the DEA approached you, you were a legitimate businessman.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't just DEA. It was FBI. It was DEA. It was IRS and the state police. I mean, it was the whole task force. And then they came in and said, hey, we might seize Happy's airplanes and we're putting you on notice. So if we do seize them, we can keep them.
But what do you think placed you on their radar? Was it Jack DeVoe?
Well, yeah, I think that Jack DeVoe was using my airplanes.
Did they claim that you knew what he was doing with your planes?
Well, they acted like I either knew or was part of it.
And did you know? Were you part of it?
No, I wasn't part of it, and I didn't know.
But to save his planes from being repossessed by the bank, Happy says he turned to smuggling.
Well, I didn't want to my company to go under and disappoint everybody who had given me money to have the right to sail and fly. I mean, you know, there's a little thing called honor, which very few of these guys have. I had enough fun afterwards, which I would have probably never had, and never had that kind of money if I hadn't gotten into the business. So anyway, I guess it all equals itself out.
Appy says once he retired from smuggling, he was asked to share his insight with law enforcement on how the war on drugs could be won.
I once gave a lecture to people from all over the country. There had to be 45 people in the room. And I told them how you shut this at least 80% of cocaine down. And when I got done, they all agreed that it would work, what I told them. But like I was conducting an orchestra, four guys in different corners of the room stood up and they said, yeah, but what would we do for jobs? They didn't care about shutting it down. That was the mentality. They didn't want to stop it.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.